W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we're doing this again.
Hey guys, before we get into this episode, I just wanted to let you know that Ruben and I are back on the live stage. That's right. Woohoo! Big cheers, happiness, sounds, noises. Okay. So we're doing our live shows in Bangalore, in Indranagar. The tickets are on BookMyShow. The show is called The Frustrations Comedy Show. Yeah, because we're very good at naming things. But if you are in Bangalore and you're looking to watch live comedy, do come and check us out. The live shows have nothing to do with the podcast. They're just a bunch of stand-up that we've been writing for the last year. And it's going to be fun. So if you are in Bangalore, look it up. BookMyShow, The Frustrations Comedy Show. We will see you there at the live show. And now, on to the podcast.
All right, guys.
Hello.
Hello and welcome to the Frustrations Podcast.
Yes, episode number 2, 2021.
Episode number 2 for 2021. That's correct.
Dude, I saw this really stupid meme, okay?
Right.
It said, isn't it depressing that 2020, who is this year is called 2021.
Oh, like, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. Like 2020 beat us.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, crap.
Yeah.
That's a really good meme.
I called it a stupid meme, so now we're contradicting.
No, it is. No, the thing is, they found a way to be like, oh, you know, the really good jokes will be like, oh, fuck, when you look at it that way.
Ah, yeah.
Shit.
Like, it surprises you more than makes you laugh.
Yeah, but I understand. I never understood this meme business, dude. Mm. How is there a meme for every fucking thing in the world?
That is true, no? Yeah. These meme guys are ahead of everything. We should become meme guys.
I personally don't like memes. I find them very annoying. And I also have a special disrespect for people who share memes.
Yeah, that you shouldn't. I think memes are for creators and consumers.
Yeah, why are you sharing a meme?
Like, hey, look at this funny thing that's going to be funny for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And not memorable or relevant to your life.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just random, out of context, and shared by people who have no creativity to express their opinion.
Correct.
All right, on that...
It's like, here is an opinion that somebody else wrote that I'm going to share as mine.
Yeah, because I don't... And the thing is, with the best part of being a meme, right... You all don't have to subscribe to it fully. You just have to be like, hey, look at
this. This is a meme that exists.
It's like a mask that you temporarily get.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is my opinion for today.
Very good. Good start to the episode.
All right. Mm. No, I was going to ask you, right? Mm. Like, because this is something that I found very irritating.
Yeah.
Have you ever yelled at, like, you know, in a shop, or is someone who's behind the counter? Have you ever yelled at anyone?
No.
Right.
I don't think it's... I've never found... I don't yell at many people at all, firstly.
Right.
But I think if somebody were to yell at me for not doing my job right, I'd get really upset at that.
Okay, so you're just empathetic.
Yeah.
You're just so putting yourself in that person's shoes and all of that.
It's just too hard to yell at somebody when they're not doing their job right.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell them, but you can't yell at them.
And also for me... I have not. I think I've yelled which I've probably addressed in this
maybe
podcast.
Maybe you got food poisoning or some shit, then you can yell.
No, I've yelled at customer care. That I've yelled.
That yes.
Right?
But that also I have a theory about which we'll get to.
All right, cool. Okay. But I've never yelled at a person across the counter. Because the thing is, I feel, this is going to sound arrogant, that my life is a little better than theirs. Right?
It's one way to put it, Rupan.
So I can't really yell at them, dude. It's like, you know, you punch down.
Yeah, right? Correct. It's
can't
like
do that.
That is true. Also, like, I think that the person you're yelling at, usually it's never their fault.
Yes.
Right? Like, that's sometimes, most of the times, that person is put there so you can yell at them.
Yeah.
Which is what is customer support.
Yeah, but imagine the courage you need to do that job.
No.
That you're on your way to work and you know that you're going to get yelled at and you're still going to work.
Yeah, it's the easiest job to get. So a lot of people do it.
Yeah.
But you don't realize that half your jobs is... is just listening to pissed off people.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And it says press one for complaints and concerns. You're like, yeah, that's right, bitch. I'm pressing one now. You wait. The guy on the other end is just happy, got his morning coffee. He's like, hello, sir. How can I help you? Like, your fucking company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think one of the comedian friends of ours, he was telling us that day about how he he was very hungry that the food didn't show up. And he started yelling at the Swiggy chat, that chat bot, thinking it's a chat bot.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't a chat bot, it was actually an actual person.
Oh, shit.
And then he felt really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is something about if the moment you humanize it, right?
Yeah.
Like Vamsi, the comedian that we all know, who is also a filmmaker, a director, actor, everything. He has this very insane theory of, okay, this is like the other way around. So when people don't pay him on time, he doesn't yell at them. Like corporate shows or pub shows, when we don't get paid, he doesn't yell at them. He sends them emotional messages. He's like, I never expected this from you, bro. Like, I thought you were the one person in this industry I could, like, who would never do something like this. Like, he's like, he ups them, like.
Yeah. He makes them feel bad for it.
Yeah. See, now that is good way to deal with.
Dude, that's such a great way to win an argument. That's such a great way to win an argument. When you're fighting with someone, when someone's yelling at you, you just get really quiet. It'll be like, oh,
wow.
I never expected you to be that.
Yeah, to be a yellow.
And then you just get really quiet and that person hears a sound of, like, you know, that silence that he or she has created. And then they feel really bad. Be like, I'm sorry, okay?
I'm sorry, yeah. That is, there you go, guys. It's word of advice.
No, but I the thing is, like, also, I think the fact that we both are comedians has kind of liberated us to a large extent.
Correct.
Right? Especially, okay, I wouldn't say, like, always, especially when you're full-time comedians, right? When you're making your money only for gigs. Our life is so good, dude. And when you see people who have jobs, be like, I need to get this flight on time. I need to get this flight. And I'm way, like, relaxing. Even if this flight goes, I just need to make one call, cancel my open mic spot.
Correct.
Right? I'm just so relaxed. I'm reading my book. I'm listening that to is a very podcast.
True. This actually happened to me, okay? I was at the airport in, I think it was doing Delhi, Bangalore or something like that. And the flight was delayed because of fog, rain, everything together. Okay. Because it was winter, it's Delhi, Bangalore, long duration, fog in the night, rain happened. So the flight is just delayed, right? And it's delayed by an hour. So we're all waiting at the gate and now it's delayed by an hour. So this is an old man who gets really angry at one of the guys who was at the counter. He was like, last month when I came to board the flight, I came 2 minutes late. They said, no, sir, counter closed.
Oh, shit.
Now you are 1 hour late. I'm like, how do I explain to this old man that you are one person?
But for him, the entire thing is about him.
Yeah.
Right?
He was like, you canceled my flight for being 2 minutes late. 2 minutes late.
And he's bringing up the past.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Beautiful. Dude, I find this scenario just very, very specific to flying.
Yeah.
Like, people like to bring their past, right?
Correct.
Which happened in a different airport, a different plane, a different pilot, different crew.
Different weather conditions.
To someone whose entire context and conditioning has been different.
Yeah. Who's just a guy at the counter who got an SMS or something.
You
shit,
think
like.
That guy cares?
Yeah.
You know, if someone had to come and tell you, Krithath, right? Like, Krithath, you know what? Your grandfather was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
How much is it going to affect you?
Not much. Like, yeah, maybe.
Your grandfather's close enough, but, like, you know, like five generations above, right?
I mean, I'll find out.
Look at people in Australia, dude. Like, most of their forefathers were, like, criminals and rapists and murderers. They're bawling, dude, now.
Oh, that is so true. Yeah, but this is something about yelling at people who are providing a service that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, because I think people think that their thing is really important, right? And that's what is most so pissing off to see. Like, every time I see someone yell at someone, I'll be like, how is your life so important?
Correct.
That the entire premise for your happiness depended on this transaction.
Yeah. It could be something very stupid, like I asked for an extra onion 5 minutes back.
Yeah, like this one time, I remember, and the thing is before, right, when you yell at someone, you just yell at someone.
Right.
But now, I've seen, like, the next level of assholery where someone's yelling and their friend is, like, recording everything.
Oh, this is the new social media thing.
Yeah, recording everything and put it up on Facebook.
Like, look at this person's giving bad service.
And if you see the level of being a pussy that takes, right? Be like, see what they're doing to me.
Also, like, sometimes you are yelling at somebody and now that person who's yelling could also be caught on camera yelling at some staff. And suddenly the staff guy gets the sympathy of the whole world.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I think,
majority of the times that also happens. Like, look at this man. He's yelling at the
Yeah, I would probably be a person who shares that. Be like, what kind of a piece of shit yells at a person? Like, you know, behind the counter. One time I went to Burger King, right? These couple of guys ordered like a burger. The sales executive, the person behind the counter, got it wrong. They yelled at him so badly. Yeah. And at the end, they packed the burger and be like, you eat it. All right? And that it made that guy cry.
Oh,
it was
my
like,
God.
All of this for a burger. As a 25-year-old dude, right? Which I'm sure that's the minimum age he could have been.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how is a burger that important to your life?
Yeah, or maybe...
That was a Burger King burger.
Your life is already downhill if that was going to be the highlight of your day.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel.
Like, I was just looking forward to like going to Burger King in the evening and having one perfect burger. That was his to-do list.
Yeah. I hate people who have such specific small goals.
Yeah. I think that those are the people who get pissed off for such stupid shit. Like I actually yelled at an old man on a flight once for yelling at the air hostess.
Yeah, so I like people like this.
Yeah, like, it's so stupid, dude. Firstly, so I was traveling one of these airlines where the first row is business class, like extra leg room, like one, row one, and I was on row two because that's the next free unpaid seat.
Right.
So the guy sitting in front of me is obviously some rich fuck because he's paid for an upgrade. I'm just one row behind him and he has a prepaid meal.
Right.
So he's already paid for it. So the air hostess is supposed to give it to him when we take off. It's a long hours flight. I think Chandigarh, Bangalore, Delhi, Bangalore, that level.
Right.
So I'm guessing he prepaid his meal for a reason. So then they did dinner service and this guy was taking a nap. So she woke him up. Like, she didn't wake him up like, get up, master. No, she didn't do that. Like, she just tapped his shoulder and she's like, excuse me, sir, you have a pre-ordered meal. And this man's like, can't you see I'm sleeping? Yeah, is this how you treat your customers? You just wake somebody up when they're sleeping? How can't you even see? Are you like this stupid to understand what? He was so annoyed, dude. And I was sitting there reading my book right behind him. Okay. And I don't know what got into me because I'm not somebody to step into conflicts. But I just went, shh, old man, calm down. She's doing her job.
You said that?
Yeah.
Oh, is that old man?
Yeah. Because,
oh, fuck. That's fancy.
I said, old man, calm down. She's doing her job. Okay. And he was so embarrassed for being put down by some random dude who's not even sitting in business class.
Yeah.
Sitting in that. Because it's also my dad's a pilot, right?
Right.
So I knew the people on the
staff.
Yeah.
So it's like the yelling at you.
Yeah. I was like, stop yelling at these people. Right. So I was like, shh, old man, calm down. She's doing her job. Okay.
Oh shit. That's badass.
And then everybody around me was like, okay, somebody had to say it. Right.
Yeah.
And that old man is like, he just looks at me and then he sits down like, that's it. The end of it. And then she was feeling embarrassed. Because she's like, man, I can't believe this guy defended me. Now, does he want his breakfast, dinner or not? Or what is...
Oh, God. Dude, I'm so prepared.
You don't have to create a scene for something as stupid as your food.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Being right. And I mean, like I said, if you're giving a food poisoning.
Yeah, then fair enough.
Maybe you can yell a little bit. Just get your frustration out.
My new insult is every time I see something like this, right? My new insult is I look at them and be like, imagine being quarantined with you. I'm waiting for some horrible situation to happen, dude. And then I get into a fight and just be like, imagine being with you during a lockdown.
Ah, man. There's just some people who have no... I think they find it okay to yell.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, hey, I'm
entitled. I mean, I think I paid so much and I deserve too much.
Correct.
Yeah, that's why it's got to... I think between... If I were to be in the service industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the hospitality industry.
Right.
Between being like staff in like a 5-star and being staff in like... Shanti Sagar.
Correct.
I'll choose Shanti Sagar. Shanti,
well, they can yell at you.
They can yell at me because... And I can yell back at them, dude.
Yeah, you can.
I can yell back at them.
It's damn fun because you go to... I went to some roadside truckeries. Like some guys where truckers eat.
Yeah.
There's the only place open, okay, one day when we were on a road trip for some time. It's the only place open. And we ordered biryani because this is the only thing left on the menu. This is like we're trying to do some 4:30 lunch where everything is shut and the only place open was this. And... the biryani was burnt. It was basically the bottom, you know, the bottom part of the rice cooker usually that it gets burnt, it becomes crispier.
Yeah.
So it was that part of the biryani. Okay. So I was like, but yeah, it's burnt. Okay. And that dude was like, okay. And he like turned around and went to the next table. He was not like, sorry, should I get you a new one? He doesn't care, dude. Like those are the places where you know.
We had to find like some creative way to insult those people, no? Like, you can't yell at them. That's too like, you know, that's, they're going to ignore that. They'll be like, oh, this guy's an asshole, let's move.
They're like, it's okay, it's a trucker stop. We don't see the same people every day.
But like, I think we should find some really creative way. Like, we both went on a trip recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we both stopped on the highway and we had food, and I could, there was this curry that Krithath ordered, right? And I told him without even tasting it, that looks like this made, it's been made without any love.
Yeah, they forgot to add some love in it. There was no love in that curry.
And I think that, right, like, it should be so creative. You can't yell at them. I think you should just, can I see the chef over here? And said, like, would your kids be proud that you made this?
Yeah.
Would they want to eat this? That's eat this?
Like, don't you think yelling is the easier way out of this? That's why... Also, because you know the person can't yell back at you, that's the only time you yell.
Yeah.
Like you.
Which is why it doesn't work, dude. Because it's going to seem like oppression.
Correct.
Like they're going to see like these customer cunts, no?
Correct. You hate can never them. Yell at them. But always customer is king and shit.
Yeah. Customer is king. But I really like, I find it really badass when, you know, when these people, right, like people are getting yelled at, they yell back at customers.
Oh, that's so much fun.
I love that.
It's so much fun to
I love
watch.
That. And especially there's another, like there's a boss who takes the customer's side, right?
Yeah.
And he yells back at the customer. I think I've seen that once in Asia.
You mean take the employee side and yell
take
back?
Take the employee, sorry, not the customer side. Take the employee side.
And yell back at the customer. Yeah, that is so dope. Badass.
Yeah.
But they're like, listen, get out.
Just get out. You don't need to shop with us. We still do well without you.
Chill. We don't need your business.
That's a great, that's a great thing everyone should say at some point in their life.
Correct.
To feel empowered. I don't need your money.
I don't need your yelling.
Yeah.
I have my own at home.
Yeah. I have enough of it at home.
But then there's also like the other extreme of being a good customer, which is my mother, okay?
Right.
She's like the extreme other end of being a good customer, where she's so good that it's completely counterproductive to the service providers. Like she, like on Swiggy, when we order food, we stay in an area, she won't order from the next area. Like because she's like, poor thing, that guy has to travel and come from like...
Wow.
Yeah. Although they like, they take extra delivery charge.
If I ever were to be a Swiggy delivery guy, I'd be like a guy in your area too. Yeah.
Just like from that one customer.
I just need to pause the movie and then go back and then come back, resume the movie.
I was like, poor thing. He has to come from so far to give the order. Let's order from nearby something. And she felt even bad. So once we wanted to order from this place, so she ordered way more food than we needed.
Oh, that even I do.
Yeah.
That she's even
like,
I do.
I'm not going to get that guy to come from the next area to this area for one samosa.
My girlfriend, now my fiance, right? He's still a little bit salty with me because I did that in the lockdown because I made this avocado milkshake, okay. Right? And I think I killed it, dude.
Yeah.
It was really good. And then it was just like I put it in some sort of a mason jar. Not right. Exactly a mason jar, right? But some sort of a jar, like a mason jar. Okay? I should have just said jar.
Jar. And it's a mason then, jar like jar that's not really a mason jar.
But
a jar.
But I called up, I wanted a dunzo to her. Mm-hmm. And then I felt really bad that this guy is just going to take this to
this,
her.
Yeah, right? True.
So I just had it myself.
I won. Okay, I didn't expect that ending.
And she's like, where's my avocado milkshake? Huh? Where is it? And she still brings it up. Like, that day you got avocado milkshake and you had it. Because you felt bad for a dunzo guy whom you're going to pay money anyway.
It's their job anyways. Oh, man.
Yeah, but what do you think of the other annoying customer things that you have seen which really ticked you off?
Bargaining. There's a fine line. We spoke about this in the previous episode.
Yeah.
But bargaining, there's a fine line between bargaining and being unreasonable.
Yeah.
And I think we cross that way too often.
Most of us are unreasonable, right?
Yeah. Most of us are unreasonable. We just want to bargain for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Especially when you shop in like...
I think we like to have... We've been oppressed so much that we feel like we should exercise our power wherever we can.
Correct, no?
Yeah.
Also, I feel like there's a... Like some areas just have a bad reputation where they're like, if you go to Chickpit, you can bargain.
Oh, here's another thing. Okay, like to add on to your point that you made last time, right? We go to like small places and bargain, right? But we don't bargain at places that are expensive, right?
Correct.
Also, like most of the people who bargain, I don't think they're the ones who negotiate their salaries, right? Who be like, hey, pay me more. I work your 9 hours. Why am I working your 9 hours when the whole world is working only for 8 hours?
Correct.
They don't bargain.
They don't bargain there. And then they go and bargain to the fucking orange wala.
What a low quality of life. Yuck.
Yeah, there's a fine line, dude. There's a fine line.
Yeah, but I there are certain things for me that you know that I'm not being able to understand, mm-hmm. right? Like in terms of customers, like you know when you see most people at malls, right? Most people at malls, apart from people at food courts and going to the Inox on top, right? The multiplex on top. Most people are window shopping.
Oh yeah,
and I don't know who in their right frame of mind would get ready, get into traffic, park, pay for parking fee.
Correct.
And then go to a mall where they don't shop.
Yeah, just look at stuff. I think it's just a stroll thing. Mm. Like how you go to a park and not pluck flowers. Very bad analogy.
Right. No, I could just imagine, I could just predict like all the people who window shop,
yeah,
they gotta have Instagram accounts where they're following 2,000 people.
Just looking, just surfing.
Just surfing through random.
Just surfing. Oh, I love that, dude. When you go to a shop and you don't want to buy something, but you just want to see something. I really feel bad for that customer guy.
Oh, like, yeah.
The service executive.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're like, sir, anything I can help you with? I'm like, no, man, calm down. Like, I'm not going to buy anything. I'm just going to.
Just let me look.
Yeah, just let me look. Which just means you're waiting for the movie to start, or you're waiting for a friend.
Yeah.
Or you're just curious what the prices are.
Yeah, curious what the prices are.
Yeah. You have no intention of buying it, but you saw it online.
Yeah.
There's also no way to refuse service.
Hmm. But imagine that job, right? Where you're just dealing with people who don't want to buy stuff. It's got to be an annoying job. At some point, you just got to get used to not caring about them.
Correct. You come to terms with the fact that people come into your store and just walk out every time.
Yeah.
That's a bad store. But that's not bad service. That's just
annoying customers that don't know what exactly that they're living for. They're just like, let me just spend some time. I don't have anything else to do.
Yeah. I think we came to this, discussing this topic from the holiday. Where basically you find some people in a hotel who just abuse the fact that you are in a place where you can say, raise, like the button in the aeroplane.
Yeah.
Right. Have you ever been hesitant to press that?
Yeah, always. I don't press it.
You don't press it, right? See? Why? You should. That's what it's for. Right?
I just feel, even the, here's another thing, okay? There's another place.
Wait for them to show up and then take water or something.
There was another cafe that we went to recently, right? Mm-hmm. Not we, like me and my fiance, right? And there was a bell on the table. Okay. And if you wanted their attention, you had to ring the bell. I just found that demeaning.
Yeah, very bad. What happened to putting your hands up in the air? How hard is that?
Yeah, or getting that person's attention. They're just there across the counter. Right?
Imagine.
Yeah, it's like almost like, hey, slave, come and serve me.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do
I think
that.
Sometimes they just put themselves in those situations.
Yeah.
No? Yes. Where they're like, you be customer is king.
Yeah, I think you would probably have much better insight into this, right? Because I think you have gone abroad,
mm-hmm.
and I think the way they treat, waiters and people who serve you over there is way
it's
different.
It's
way different.
They're all a little scared also. They're like, dude, we have to tip.
Oh yeah.
Because they don't make any money, so you have to tip. There's a show about, I think there's an episode in Seinfeld. Where they have this debate about tipping, and Kramer, the character, the funny character in the show, he says, hey, why should I tip them? Why can't they just increase?
By the way, Kramer is the closest Seinfeld character to represent all of India, right?
Yeah, that is very true.
He's looking for an easy way to make some sort of a bargain for himself. Very good example.
Yeah, right? And he's like, why should I tip? Why can't they just pay them more money?
Exactly.
Why pay them less money and then ask us to pay more money?
That is such an Indian thing to do. Right.
Yeah.
You treat your staff well. That's not my job.
That's not my
even
job.
Though they're serving me.
Yeah, correct. I'm paying for this service. That's it.
Yeah. Right.
So, and sometimes, I think the moment you pay for something, you expect it to be good.
Right.
That never happens with free things anyways.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's the problem. See, that's the reason why our customer care industry is so big. Because we're in this vicious cycle, right? Of just buying free shit, cheap shit, deals, what are the festival offers, then getting scammed and be like, oh, this is really horrible.
Then go on social media rant.
And then complain about it. And then there's another set of people just there to answer your query.
Customer support.
Yeah, instead of that, just pay money for good stuff, right?
That is very correct.
Right. So if you had to sum up this, right?
This, yes.
From what I've understood and learned from Krithath in this episode.
Customer support.
If someone's yelling at a customer, dude, you can yell at that guy.
Yeah. And it's very liberating.
It's very empowering also.
Yeah,
you'll be
just
the badass.
Like, you know what? I did it. And you have to be like very subtle about it.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah. You can't be like, hey, why are you yelling at that fellow? Huh?
Yeah.
What is our problem?
Yeah.
You can't, then you're also yelling.
Exactly. And then you'll be like, who are you? Who are you? Huh? Tell me who are you? You just, mind your business.
You just have to highlight that. Hey, listen, what you're doing is not right. Like,
yeah, in a very creative way.
And then everybody's just like, this dude's the guy. Like,
yeah,
he's the person. Yeah, he stood up to the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't yell at anybody who works for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct. If you're here,
you're doing way better than them, and you gotta treat them like you're doing way better than them. Correct. Right? Which means that you can.
Whom can you yell at? But
I think you can yell at. I think here's the thing. Okay, I really feel you can yell at people who are. I don't know how do I put this, dude. Like it was, they had
He's
one
thinking
job.
Of politically correct words. Huh?
They had one job. Like for example, like the people who cooked our food, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had one job to cook it well or to not cook it, right?
Right.
Like so, don't like. I hate when people like do some work without any love, without any thought into it.
Yeah.
Right. They just make it like let me finish it off and just go back home.
Correct.
Right. Even if you work with anyone, like we worked with like editors also, right? Yeah. They'd be like, fuck, let me just finish this and I'm off.
Yeah.
They're going to do a horrible job, dude.
That's true. That is very true.
Yeah.
And the way to fix that is to let them know.
Yeah, just tell them. Like, don't do this job.
Don't. Yeah. Leave. Just enlighten them. Help the industry out.
Yeah. I think if anyone fucks us over in terms of customer thing, I think all you have to do is, would your family be really proud that you did this? Just make them think.
That always works, no?
Yeah. They'll be like, oh, my family also is here.
Yeah. Is this how your mom raised you?
That's what and it works, dude. It does work. I remember doing a comedy show at this horrible venue, like, and I'm not even joking, dude. They wanted us to. There was no stage, so they wanted us to stand on a couple of chairs.
What the fuck?
Right, these were like stools. They wanted us to stand on these stools and then say, "Do your show over there." I said, "What if my parents come over here while we're doing the show?" Right? How do you think that will make me look? Do you think like I'm just some random person who's fallen from like the sky who's just doing the show?
That'd be so funny.
And then he felt bad. I said, "Sorry, sir.
Sorry, we won't. We'll make sure your parents don't come inside." Awesome sauce. Alrighty. Right. See you guys.
Thanks guys for listening to this episode.
Yes, episode number 2 of 2021.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.